Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Paul Campbell. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Johnny Lepon. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman spins and fires to second, with LePond covering, and Kennedy is picked off. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway strikes out. One out. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman strikes out. Two outs. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. LePond moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullen moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers bunts towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mullen moves to third. Wirtz moves to second. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-1 in the game. Callaway hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mullen scores. Wirtz moves to third. Evers moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LePond hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirtz scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Houdeman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Campbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boone. Campbell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Kell moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Campbell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mullen. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 2 in the game. Houdeman strikes out. One out. Paul Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 3 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Peck pinch hits for Bob Feller. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Hal Peck. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Evers, who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Tucker scores. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Tigers, 2. Ted Gray now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mitchell scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Satchel Paige now pitching. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mullen for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Paige covering, for the out. two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Satchel Paige is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paige strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Callaway is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Wakefield pinch hits for Johnny Lapon. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.